So, unplug and tune into Sound FM 100.3.
Hey everyone, it's the Brit here.
And DJ JD, and we want to give you the inside look into Sound FM.
Sound FM is a community radio station that dedicates its time and effort into promoting new artists. You will hear many new and not so new music on this station. There's something for everyone.
As a co-op based radio station, it was the perfect choice for myself and the Brit to get a true taste of the radio lifestyle. So don't touch that dial and keep supporting your local radio station 100.3 Sound FM.
Car trouble, condition testing, all your car care needs here at Down the Road Again, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Give us a call at 519-747-2220, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Down the Road Again for all your car care needs.
Trying to get heard? You could yodel. Trying to get exposed? You could go naked. But at CKMS, we've got a better idea. Advertising on Radio Waterloo puts you hand in hand with the campus and the community. Want low rates and fantastic exposure? Advertise with 100.3 FM CKMS. Just by calling 519-886-2567. That's 519-886-CKMS. Pumping what matters from the heart of Waterloo.
This is Brett the Hitman Hart of the WCW, and you're listening to CKMF 100.3 FM, Kitchener, Waterloo.
There was a guy who sailed the ocean. He used to make a big commotion, doing the things the law forbid. The character was known as Captain Kidd. He'd sink a boat to get the jewelry. He wouldn't stand for no tomfoolery. Nobody found the loot he hid. A lucky buccaneer was Captain Kidd. He used to mate with the skull and bones. To him it was a merry prank. And just to get a laugh from Davy Jones, he made his rivals boogie woogie off the plank. He got his kicks from playing pirate, carried a gun and liked to fire it. Thought it was smart for what he did, but he was only kidding. Captain Kidd, you'll never find his name up in the Hall of Fame. It was the strangest mystery of history. He never got nowhere being a hip corsair. But here's a clue to how he met his Waterloo. One day he went and found a honey. She took the boy for all his money. Soon after that, he flipped his lid and finished up the tale of Captain Kidd. Tale of Captain
your fault. Oh, it's all your fault if I'm not playing and having fun, and if I'm staying all by myself. Well, it's all your fault. When you said that we were through, tried to find somebody new, but I found out it wouldn't do, 'cause I'd rather be alone than with somebody new. When it's all your fault, when I'm a grandma, my grandkids will call you grandpa. I just tell them it's all your fault.
All God's children got wings. Maybe haven't got money, maybe haven't got shoes. All God's children got rhythm for to push away their blues, yeah. All God's children got trouble. Trouble don't mean a thing. When they start to go, the old trouble's bound to go away. Say, all God's children got
ballerina dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance, dance. World ballerina. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance.
Hello and welcome. This is CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and this is David Trin, and I have with me
Ava Balassi.
Hi, Ava. And this is the Swing and Blues radio show. So thank you very much for tuning in and listening to some of the awesome music that Ava has been playing. Today is Thursday. I'm losing track of my days here, folks. It's Thursday. Thank you, Ava. The 16th of February, 2012. Didn't have all my information in front of me. And this is episode number 33. And I have a very special guest in the house this evening. And we'll take a moment to say hello to them and ask them a few questions. So just before we get to that, we're going to play a few more songs here. And Ava, what do we got on the playlist there?
Sammy K, Daddy.
All right, so we're going to take a listen to Sammy K, Daddy, and we'll talk to our special guests, Douglas Watson and Pete Temple from Kitchener Waterloo here. La 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 la. Hey, listen to my story about a gal named Daisy May. Lazy Daisy May. Her disposition is rather sweet and charming, at times alarming. So they say, la 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 da da, la 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 da da. She had a man was tall, dark, handsome, large and strong, to whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you wanna get the best for me, Lia-lia. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you wanna get the best for me, la-da-da-da-da-da. Here's an amazing revelation, with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation, I'd be your inspiration. Daddy, I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you want to get the best for me? Welcome back, CKMS 100.3, and this is David Trin and Ava Balassi here, and we have two very special guests in the studio right here at CKMS Sound FM. I'd like to say hello to Pete Temple and to Douglas Watson. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Doug.
How you doing, Dave?
How you doing, Dave?
Thanks for coming into the studio. Both yourself, Pete, and Douglas are musicians here in Kitchener-Waterloo, and you're part of a band. So the band's name is?
Douglas Watson, R&B Review.
Awesome. And you just released a new album, I guess, last November?
Yes.
It was actually June. It was in June.
Okay, yeah. It was a big CD release party.
Yes, a big CD release party. It went over very well.
Awesome. And what's the title of your new?
Broken-Hearted Man.
Awesome, yeah. We're going to go there and listen to a few of the tunes on that CD just in a little bit, but I'm sure the audience out there would like to know a little bit about yourself, Douglas and Pete, and maybe we'll start. How did the band come together?
Oh, there's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
I guess really you'd almost have to go to Boomer's Basement Bar.
Yes, right. Over there on Scott and King, there was a bar called Boomer's, and I used to have a band down there and playing three-piece band down there, and a lot of people used to come in and jam often every Thursday night. And Pete came down and used to blow harp with me every now and then, you know, sit in a jam. And we just had a good time. And all of a sudden, everything just kind of flowed together, you know. He kept coming out, and we kept jamming together, and we decided, hey, why don't we play together?
That's basically almost how it worked. Douglas probably didn't remember that we had met in London. We both were in London back in the middle 80s.
Yeah, that's right.
And we had met at that time, and at that time my kids were young, so I really had no interest in pursuing music at the time. But once my kids had grown up here, mostly in Kitchener, I felt it was time that I could pursue a musical interest, and it was just coincidence that Douglas was at this place called Boomers, you know, and that's where things got started.
So it started with the two of you, and then...
Yes.
Well, me, him, and Chris Latta.
Chris Latta, yes.
Chris would come down occasionally. Right?
Yeah. Well, actually, Chris was playing with me at the time.
Yeah.
Him and Sasha.
Right.
Yeah, him and Sasha was playing with me at the time. Me and Chris Latta was in another band together, you know, Jordan Patterson and DC Hurricanes, and that fell apart, and I decided to move to Kitchener after that, and kind of ran into Chris, you know, and got a hold of him and decided, you know, to try to put something together,
right,
you know, in the process. And then Pete started coming down and jamming with us. And then everything just kind of gelled together, you know.
I would have liked to have been in the room when you guys were jamming together.
Well, it was interesting, but I recognized, number one, Douglas's vocals abilities, and I thought, geez, with this kind of vocal ability, there's potential here. But when you put on top of it his bass playing is right among the tops in Canada, and probably the tops in the world in the type of music that we play. So I said, here's a potential that we could put together a good enough sound that we could make this into a viable enterprise. So that was the idea. And Douglas has quite a pedigree from Chicago.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't aware that his father was Lovey Lee, the last piano player for the Muddy Waters Band.
That's amazing.
So
it's an honor, Douglas.
Oh, thank you. You know, it was a good time growing up with my dad and all these people in my home, you know.
So he was a huge musical influence to you.
Oh, very huge musical influence. And, you know, my brother Kerry Bell, my stepbrother Kerry Bell and Lurie Bell, you know, they kind of showed me the ropes, you know, where things need to be, where I need to be in the bass, in the music business, you know, how to play the music right. I wasn't playing blues, actually, when I started playing bass.
What were you playing?
You know, I was playing R&B, actually.
Okay.
I was playing R&B and soul. You know, disco. That's what I was playing, and but I was always listening to the blues when I was at home, you know. And didn't have interest in playing it, but I enjoy listening to it, you know. And all of a sudden, all these variety of people, so Muddy Waters and Johnny Lee Hooker and all them guys started coming to my home when I was young.
So you had Johnny Lee Hooker come to your house,
yeah,
and Muddy Water,
yep, and Howlin' Wolf. Came to my home when I was a kid, and Coco Taylor was my godmother, and they always just do big shows in Chicago, and they used to all come to my house and rehearse. And I didn't know these big names, knew nothing about them, you know, but it was kind of weird names, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, you know. I just thought they was weird names, you know. But things was, you know, very interesting. They used to play upstairs. And I had all this equipment downstairs. And I used to go downstairs and play along with them while they playing upstairs. So that's how I kind of came across the playing blues. Yeah.
And what if you took something away from them, what was the biggest thing you took away from these influences, such as your father and these bands and these members?
Passion.
Passion.
Passion. They were very passionate to the music.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I took from them. Their passion.
And that has lived with you all the way through to now.
All my life, man. You know, they enjoy and had fun with what they was doing. You know, and that's what I observed. That's what I soaked in like a sponge, you know. It was very passionate, you know. And I was like, wow, this is great, you know. It's making me feel good. I'm not even playing blues. You know? I was a disco guy, you know. But it was very good, you know. And the passion is what that struck me, struck my heart, you know.
I can't imagine you playing disco music, Douglas.
Yes, yes. Once about a time in them days, I was playing disco.
All right, you know? Well, I'll take your word for that.
I don't believe it either.
Yeah, but it was, yes, it, you know, growing up, I was very young at the time, and I had to do what I had to do to, you know, to entertain people, and I wasn't singing at the time either.
Right, and Pete, I mean, you told me you've been playing music since you were 6 years old.
Yep, well, actually grade six.
Oh, all right.
Probably was playing music to some degree, but again, I had a piano player influence. My father was a stride piano player in Toronto, you know, he played in the swing bands back in the war years, and then when he got out of the Air Force in 1944 and he went to University of Toronto at that point, 45, he then played in swing bands at university. So all this translated to us when we were kids. We would sit and listen to his music at home, and we were always wondering about it. But, you know, it was Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Frank Sinatra, Tommy Dorsey, all the big swing bands, and that's what he was into. And when I put on the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, he would say, "Oh, that stuff's garbage. How can you listen to that stuff?" And, you know, and here I was playing trumpet, and finally when I was in grade 8, I said, "Dad, I'm quitting the trumpet. I'm taking up the guitar." So basically, he was still a major influence, and it turned out that he actually did like some of the guitarists that he did hear, Peter Green being one of them from Fleetwood Mac was one of the first ones. He says, "There's a guy that's playing with some taste."
Wow.
That's got to remind me when I was, you know, playing downstairs, and the guys upstairs happened to hear me play. You know, and they realized that I had a little talent, you know, and I was hoping to get a chance to play with them, you know. And I came up and brought my guitar up and I started playing with the guys, and they was really surprised how good I was, you know. But all these guys that kept coming over to my dad's house rehearsing with them, every time they rehearsed upstairs, I would go downstairs and play right along with them, you know. And that's how I learned how to play music. I didn't read music. I just listened, you know, very well. My ears was like a sponge, you know. I mean, my ears really big, and just absorbed everything that was played, you know. And it was pretty easy to, because it was in my soul. Mm-hmm. My dad played music all his life, and I heard my dad play a lot, you know. So it was always with me.
Isn't that interesting, Douglas? Just having the environment around
the environment,
you.
Just,
yeah, I think it really does give you a leg up. And you don't even know that you're getting it, you know, and for, at a young age, maybe you absorb it quicker.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
And plus, you know, with 8 siblings in my family, you know.
And I had 6.
Everybody sings.
Right.
Everybody sings in my family. You know, a couple of the kids in my family was musicians as well.
Right.
You know, and I took them on. I started playing drums first and went from drums to piano to guitar, and then I stuck with the bass. The bass was my instrument. You
know? Right, and your siblings, they played instruments too, I imagine?
A couple of them. I had a brother that played drums, you know, and another brother that played piano.
Right.
You know, and I had one that tried to play guitar, but he didn't stick with it. You know, he just enjoy the pleasure of music.
Right.
You know.
You had a whole family band going on.
Yes, you know. I used to love it when we got together, you know, around holidays and Christmas and 4th of July. You know, we all would get together and sit down in the living room and strike up a tune.
Right.
You know, and have all these harmonies going on in the house. Oh, it was beautiful, man. Absolutely beautiful. You know, we used to enjoy ourselves. My mother was a gospel singer as well.
Right,
so
right.
So everybody sang gospel in my family.
Beautiful.
And that's how I got the passion.
Right,
for
right.
it, you know, because of my love of God, you know. So gospel music is my passion. That's my first love.
Wow. It's amazing having you both here, here at the radio station, sharing these stories with us, because I know there's a lot of people, our listeners, have seen you out on stage at the Kitchener Blues Festival, at I'm sure at Bobby O'Brien's, and
yes,
I don't know,
O'Brien's.
And
Boathouse,
right?
Yeah.
And they see you, they say hi, they give you hugs, but that's all they know, right?
Like, yes, yes.
Now they get a chance to know a little bit more about yourselves, and it's quite a pleasure to have that on the air too, and
thank you.
And it's being broadcast, I mean, worldwide. So
we actually we're doing a fundraiser for the boathouse.
Oh yes, you want to share a little bit about what's the situation with the boathouse right now in Kitchener?
I would say that the prognosis looks fairly good for the boathouse to continue. There's been some issues, and you know, you're dealing with a public park, and there's politics involved.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think that the city councilors are starting to understand what's required in order to keep this business viable. The business has to make money,
right?
And you know, there's some issues concerning the patio and a walkway that I really don't want to get into too much, but the business has to be able to make money. It's a fantastic incubator for all different kinds of music, not just blues, but
they've got
singer songwriter, they've got hip hop, they've got folk, they've got country music. It's all kinds of music that's played there, so that it's a really important thing to have. You know, and we just want to make sure that Kevin can make a living at this, and that it's going to be a safe and secure place that people can go to, and that everybody can go there.
And we're just going to give a little bit of background information here for our listeners who are just tuning in here. The Boathouse is a iconic place where jammers come together and play music in the heart of Kitchener, right in Victoria Park, and City Council at one point in time voted to have it demolished so that they could put a boardwalk through that. However, with the response from our community, they proved to the councillors and the city that they wanted this building to be here in the spirit of music.
I think that the building is a heritage building. It was never going to be demolished, but they were going to do a lot of upgrades to it, and you bring it up to par, bring the washrooms up to par.
That's right.
And you know, there's a whole lot of issues when it's being leased out to a private business and it's in a public park, so that opens up a lot of issues. And I do believe that the city of Kitchener and the boathouse people are working out a reasonable compromise to make sure that this continues, because art and culture are very important to the city's health.
Yes, it is.
In the long run.
Right. So at the moment, it's there. It's operating. We're still seeing musicians jamming on a weekly basis.
Actually, it's closed until the dredging and renovations are done. Right. So we're thinking that it may be open by late May, early June.
So that's why they're putting on the fundraiser, at Advice.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to be playing a fundraiser.
At Advice on the 26th of February.
Isn't it? The Edelweiss Tavern.
Right, that's on Homer Watson there.
Yeah, there's about 10 bands
it's
playing.
It's about 10 bands
playing. Amazing, yeah.
From 1 to what, about 11, some 12.
It's going to be 1 until probably 10:30.
All right, so if you're in town and you're looking for some really good music, head out to the Edelweiss Tavern on February 26th. That's a Sunday, right?
Yes,
it awesome. Is. Yes, in the afternoon. Yeah.
We play it at 9:00. Okay. 9:30.
Actually, I think it's something like that.
About 9:30.
Very good.
But the day before that, we will be at the Lancaster Smokehouse.
The Lancaster Smokehouse.
Oh yes.
On February 25th.
25th.
That's right. And you know what? That's actually the home of live Dixieland jazz every Saturday afternoon.
Yes, it is.
From 2:00 to 5:00, and we find ourselves there
often.
You
could listen to Dixieland jazz in the afternoon and come and see
and
us
come
in
see
the
blues.
Right away. You'd have time to eat dinner and home.
Yeah.
What a great food.
What a great
the food is great.
What a great place to be.
Oh yes.
In Kitchener. You know. Dixieland jazz in the afternoon, 2 to 5.
Southern Texas barbecue.
Right.
Jeez, you got to pinch yourself. Where the hell are we?
Yep, Dixieland jazz in the afternoon, and you come and see blues at evening.
And that's Saturday, February 25th.
Yes,
it is.
Awesome, awesome. I'm looking forward to that too. Very cool. Let's see here. We have a couple songs we want to play, but before we get to that. Do you want to? I understand you guys are playing at the Waterloo Community Arts Center too.
Yes,
on
we are.
March the 5th.
March the 5th.
Yes. So for the listeners out there,
to that.
It's Blacklight Blues. and that's at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo, and at $7 to for general admission and $5 for students, and it's going to be blues from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, 2 hours of Douglas Watson and his band.
R&B review.
Yes, and slow blues. And we have a special instructor coming in at 8:30, and he'll be teaching an introduction lesson to blues dancing, and his name is Jeff Benoit. So he's been on the show here before,
great.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
So great. If you want to learn how to...
Awesome guy.
Learn how to dance some blues, Jeff Benoit is the man to be learning that from.
He's the man.
He's the man.
KW. And then you stick around, and you listen to Douglas Watson and the R&B review, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. So we hope to see you out there on March the 5th, and that's at the Waterloo Community Arts Center. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the next song, the song that we're going to play?
Broken Hearted Man. That was the... I wrote that song... I actually wrote it in, what, 2 days, day or two, you know. It was, my heart was broken at one time, and I sat down and I said, instead of sobbing, you know, I'd take it out and put it in words, you know, and put some music behind it, you know, and make it a feel-good song, you know, instead of making it a sobbing song. I wanted to feel good, so I kind of pepped it up a little bit and said, you know what, I'm trying to find the road again. I'm moving on.
It's okay. a positive take, really.
It's a positive take.
You know, and the metaphor of the road and the new car, it's all kind of, it works well together.
It works very well together.
It's doing quite well on Galaxy. And,
yes, it is.
It's being played pretty well across Canada. and it's being streamed on the internet in about 10, 15 different countries.
Yes, it is. You know? And we've been on Dog FM in Ottawa for a while.
Right.
And we was just nominated. The album was just nominated for a Maple Blues Award.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for New Artist and Group of the Year. So,
congratulations,
and,
we're
really happy about
it's doing
that.
Well.
So it's doing very well.
Well, let's take a listen to this. This is right. Broken Heart Blues.
Let's
Broken
do it.
Broken Hearted Man.
Broken Hearted Man from, by Douglas Watson.
To the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3.
Broken-hearted man, y'all, trying to find a road again. Don't matter which way I go, always come to an end. I went down the highway, I went a little too far. Went down the highway and a little too far. I'm feeling so sad. My brand new car.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next song is Let's Straighten It Out by Lattimore.
Hello.
yourself down, girl, and talk to me. And tell me what's on your mind. You keep telling me everything is okay, baby. If it was, you wouldn't be crying. You keep telling me you don't want to be bothered, baby. You and me ought to be getting it on. Let's straighten it out. Baby, let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. For the last 5 nights, honey, when you went to bed, I knew something wasn't right. You keep twisting and you're turning, and you're sleeping lately. Let around, baby, all day long. How the hell you expect for me to understand? Say the word, I'll leave you alone. Let's straighten it out. Baby, let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. Baby, let's straighten it out.
CKMS 100.3, and I just want to quickly say thank you here to Pete Temple and to Douglas Watson for coming to the studio here in Waterloo to do this interview and to share some of your music and your love for the music.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, yeah, man. Pleasure, Dave.
Yes.
Yes.
So we will see you very soon out on the stage or on the dance floor somewhere in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Yes, you will.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes.
And definitely. And the Blues Festival this year.
Oh, right. The Blues Festival, too. Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, have a good night, Douglas and Pete, and we're going to play a few more tunes, and we have a special guest actually all the way from Singapore coming online with us, and we'll have a chance to talk to her at the top of the hour. CKMS 100.3, this is the Swing and Blues Radio Show.
Hello, Waterloo. This is Joe Hofberg, and you are listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Sky's are gray.
tease me and squeeze me again. Don't stop till I tell you when. Now, Daddy, squeeze me and kiss me some more, just like you did before. Papa Cupid's standing close by. Oh, Daddy, don't make your sweet mama cry. Just pick me up on your knee. I just get so you know, oh, when you squeeze me. Kiss me some more, just like you did before. Papa Cupid's standing close by. Daddy, don't let your sweet baby cry. Just pick me up on your knee. I just get so you know, oh, you squeeze me.
If you get a queer sensation, you can call it swing. If you're dancing free and easy, and the music sounds so pleasing, when the rhythm gets real cheesy, you can call it swing. It's entranceable, that new danceable rhythm. It's an adjective that was meant to give rhythm a brand new name. When the drummer gets behind it, any dance band can design it. If you feel you must define it, you call it swing. That was meant to give rhythm a brand new name. When the drummer gets behind it, and the dance band can design it, if you feel you must define it, you can call it swing.
This is Brett the Hitman Hart of the WCW, and you're listening to CKMS.